Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
And welcome to the Phil Hendry Show, this hour featuring Southern California lifestyles with the president of the Western Estates Parent Teacher Organization and the Western Estates Homeowners Association, Bobby Dooley, and her husband Steve, talking to us from Western Estates, California. And Bobby, a very pleasant good afternoon and good evening to you.
Thank you, Phil.
I know that Enron is on your mind and what's been going on. This is a huge story. And, of course, this evening the president gives his State of the Union address.
Well, Phil, we are looking forward to President Bush's State of the Union address because Enron is so very important, and it's so important in so many ways. I addressed a group of middle and elementary school students today, Phil, and I had to give them a very difficult message, and it's one that I hope no other group of children will ever have to hear. I told them that their parents are really letting them down with regard to the Enron. You see, I am...
Now, how do you mean that?
Well, my husband Steve is...
My body's very current.
I'm very current.
Okay, Steve, it's nice to tell you. Does he want to get on the extension?
No, that's all right. Just drop in a comment.
I'm very current, Phil.
What do you mean you're current? You read up on the news?
I do. You know, I do. I've always been a news junkie. I read the L.A. Times and USA Today, and I really like to stay up on things. I'm very, very current. And I told these children today something that was very painful for me to have to tell them. I said, when it comes to the Enron, your parents are very, very stupid. And I just said...
That's a hard...
Phil, I didn't want to do it, but it's so important for our children to know just how stupid their parents are when it comes to the Enron. Because...
Well, let me add, what do you mean stupid?
Well, look at all the polls. Look at Candy, the one who does... Jeannie Mose on CNN. I love Jeannie Mose on CNN. She always does On the Street. I'm Jeannie Mose, and I'm on the street, and I'm talking to...
The man on the street stuff.
Yes. She asked all these people, what do you think about the Enron? And they were all, I don't know, or some would say that they didn't know. Nobody knew. And I said to Steve...
It was really shocking, Mr. Henry.
I said to Steve, how stupid can these people be? Because to me, Phil, Enron is so important to our country, and I...
Yeah, but to say this in front of... middle schoolers, to say this in front of elementary.
But Phil, the reason why I had to tell the children this is because the adults are resisting. And I want the children to know, because Phil, it is so very important for our children to know, if your parents are so stupid that they don't know anything about Enron, and they don't know what's going on with the Enron, it's very possible that you are at risk. And
are you telling me this?
No, I'm telling the children this.
You're telling the children that they're at risk, that they're
possible that they're so dumb.
Phil, listen to me, please.
I don't think it's an approach. I could be wrong.
Phil, I'm an educator. I'm the president of a PTO. Just listen to me for a moment, okay?
Well, go ahead. But I think to tell children that their parents are stupid.
Phil, it is important for our children to know that they are at risk. If their parents are so stupid that they don't know anything about Enron, I think our children are at risk, and I will deliver that message to our 15th quadrennial meeting of the Homeowners Association this coming April 15th. And I know that you've received an invitation.
Yeah, I have.
Our Winter Tacular is coming up also. That'll be in March. So we have a... Oh, my schedule is just jam-packed. Now,
tell me about Suzanne Baker, who I know is a friend of yours.
Well, she was angry, and I understand there is a bigger picture. I told Suzanne, who's a very dear friend of mine, what do you think of Enron? Because I wanted to get the lay of the land. Now, she's a mother. She has a child.
She has a child in the middle school.
Yes, she has a child in the middle school. So I wanted to get the lay of the land. I said, what do you think of the Enron? And she sort of tilted her head, Phil, the way a dog would when you ask him if he wants to go on a walk. I mean, this is how absolutely stupid she is, and she's a very dear friend of mine. So right there, I said, remember, Steve, what I said?
Yeah, you knew. You knew she was dumb.
Yeah, I knew. I just knew that I was dealing with an idiot. And so I told her, Suzanne, I don't think you can be in our steering committee for the Wintertacular.
Yeah, but isn't she one of the parents that confronted you over telling the children their parents were stupid because they didn't know anything about Enron?
Yes, she was. She was angry, and...
Boy, she was very angry, too, Mr. Henry.
She was very angry, Phil, and I said to her, calm down. I know it's difficult to take, but I said, Suzanne, I have to tell you something. You're a very dear friend of mine, and I love you as a sister, but you are so incredibly stupid.
It was very emotional.
How can you tell a friend of yours that? I mean...
Because she's a friend of mine.
No, but how can you tell a friend of yours, A, I'm telling your kids that you're stupid, and B, now I'm telling you that you're stupid. Couldn't you have told her first?
Phil, I asked her about the Enron, and I said it with love. I didn't say that...
Couldn't you have said to her she's stupid before you told the kids?
Because she was on our steering committee for the Wintertacular. You don't understand what it is to be an educator.
Well, let me give our phone number out here, because as a parent, I have maybe a couple of questions of about what you did, okay?
But you don't understand how stupid a lot of the people...
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby's the president of the Western States PTO. She was addressing a group of middle schoolers. She said that because your parents don't know much about the Enron scandal, they're stupid. Now, she was confronted by one of the parents who said, you called me stupid in front of my kid, and you said to her what, Bobby?
I told her, I said, I say it with love. I said it with great love. You are so incredibly ignorant that it defies the imagination as to how to comprehend it.
I mean, what are you going to do?
But you said it with love. God.
What? You know?
You said it with love?
Yes, I said that with love. But still, our children are at risk. All of our middle schoolers, all of our elementary school children are at risk if they have parents that are so stupid they don't know anything about the Enron or what the Enron, what about the Enron and what it do.
Well, I'd like to know what you guys know about Enron, but I got to take some phone calls and I got to take a break here and I want you to hang on the line.
So what we're trying to say is, for any children out there, if your parents don't know about the Enron and what's going on with the Enron...
We think they're at risk, though.
Oh, come on.
We really do. We think that you are at risk. The Enron is very current, and I am very current. I stay up on the news. It's the hottest thing going. How can parents be so selfish as to not know about Enron and what it is?
But that's why we try to tell the children that.
All right, well, I think that going to the kids and telling them that their parents are stupid and that they're at risk, why do you think that they're at risk?
If the parents are so stupid they don't know about Enron, what do you think else is going to happen to those children? Do they know about turning the gas off during an earthquake? Do they know about...
Oh, come on, Bobby.
Phil, I am serious. I'm a mother and I'm an educator. Do they know CPR? Can they protect their children if they're too stupid to know anything about Enron?
All right, 1-800...
No, it's very serious.
I understand that Enron is a very important issue. I understand that Enron is a very important news topic. But to call the parents stupid in front of their kids...
They're at risk, Phil. Do they know not to leave the milk out too long? Do they know that people can die from bacteria? You ask yourself these questions.
You do, Phil. You ask a lot of basic questions. If they don't know about Enron, what other way are the children at risk? That I'm not talking about.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Debbie. Debbie, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
I comment for the lady that's on the air right now. Mm-hmm. I have never been so appalled in my whole life. If this lady is an educator, I would hope that she would know another word besides stupid. And talking about this friend of hers that cocked her head like a dog, the one that needs a leash on him is her husband that keeps calling in and every once in a while will throw in a little word here or there. This is the most obnoxious thing I've ever heard in my whole life.
I'm trying to get my opinion.
Steve, hold on. My husband has every right to an opinion.
Well, Right.
Yeah, but he's
every
on the other.
Every once in a while, he'll throw a word in when you give him the chance to. I'm going to tell you something. What kind of an educator are you, just out of curiosity?
I am the president of our parent teachers organization.
Okay, what are you? Are you a teacher?
As the president of the PTO, I think I qualify as an
educator.
You're
not an educator, then. If you're not a teacher, you're not an educator.
Excuse me, can I answer your question? I organize our Wintertacular, which is our fashion show, as well as our buffet.
Big stinking deal. You organize a fashion show. Now I can understand. You can't pass yourself off as an educator.
Excuse
me. Organizing a fashion
show.
What is wrong with you?
Excuse me.
Going in there to these kids and telling them they're stupid.
Excuse me.
I can't believe they're even letting you on the air with something like that. You're ignorant.
I am on the front lines of education. I help organize our Wintertacular.
I don't care what you do in fashion industry. You are not an educator, lady. Okay?
I see our children.
And if you were an educator, I would be taking my kids out of that school that you went to and spoke at, okay?
I was instrumental in having our pool retiled, which many children use.
For crying out loud. Oh, now you tell me that this has something to do with educating our children. We're worried about reading, writing, and arithmetic, and you're worrying about a fashion show. What is wrong
about
with you? You're nuts.
Education of our children. Do you know about the Enron?
Yes, I know about the Enron, and that's what I keep hearing you say about the Enron. Why don't you go ahead and give us your views
Bobby,
about the Enron?
Bobby,
what the problem
in a,
is
in a lot of ways, Bobby.
Instead of telling all these kids that their parents are stupid.
My wife knows about the Enron.
Go ahead. Let's hear what she knows about the Enron.
This is the host of the show, Phil Henry, and I would like to know, Bobby, what you know about Enron so that we can...
You know, Phil, I'm not going to dignify that with a response. This woman's trying to bait me.
I'm not trying to bait you. Yeah. Let me tell you something. I haven't even heard this show before. I was just driving along, and I turned on AM/FM radio just to hear what was going on, getting ready for to listen to President Bush. And I hear a kook on the air like this, and I was just freaking out. I was driving. I called on my cell phone.
All,
I had to pull over because I'm just like freaking out here.
I happen to believe in President Bush. I think he's the greatest president that perhaps this country has ever had.
Oh, my God. I am really worried because I think he's a wonderful president. And if you think he's wonderful, then I really got some problems.
Well, you know something? I think you're very rude. You couldn't be. You couldn't possibly be a mother.
You passing yourself off as an educator when you're nothing more than a fashion consultant.
Can we at least agree with that, Bobby? You're not an educator.
I am the president of a PTO
that has
400 children under our care.
And you go out and put dresses on them? Is that what you do? That's not a potato lady.
I was instrumental in having our buffet dinner.
Oh, my God. What kind of college education do you have?
I did 3 years at the University of Southern California.
Did you graduate?
You know something? I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
Okay.
Wait a minute. Why can't you answer?
Somebody asking her if she graduated.
Bobby, why can't you answer?
I'm not going to dignify that with a response.
Wait a minute.
She can't.
We're just asking.
She is giving you false information on this show, and I have never been so appalled at hearing somebody pass himself off for something.
I think I've proven my point. You don't know anything about the Enron.
You've not proven any point.
You don't know anything about the Enron. You don't know anything about the Enron.
All right, look, Debbie, I got a break. I appreciate your phone call. If you're going to tell people that they don't know anything about Enron, Bobby, then you're going to need to come up with some explanation as to what Enron is. Bobby Dooley with her husband, Steve Dooley, she addressed a group of middle schoolers and told them, in her words, she was being frank, your parents don't know anything about Enron or the Enron scandal. Your parents are so stupid, you may be at risk. And she went on to say that a friend of hers was thrown off of the steering committee for some fashion show they're going to have and some other things because she complained to her that she didn't want her children being told that their mother was stupid. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So at least in that woman's opinion, if you don't know about Enron, you're stupid and your kids are at risk. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Henry Show.
Bobby and Steve Dooley. Bobby's the president of the Western Estates Parent Teachers Organization and seems to feel that if you don't know much about Enron, you're stupid and your kids could be at risk.
Well, Phil, you know, you say that I think...
You're saying that children are abused if they're in a home with parents that don't know anything about Enron.
I am saying that if the parents are so self-centered that they know nothing of Enron or what this country is facing with that terrible debacle. God help the children that are under their care. Now, we have been outside of a number of middle schools in the Valley area here in California. And as parents come out with their children, I'll ask them point blank. I don't care because, you know, I know that I get up in people's faces.
My wife's very courageous.
I don't care. I'm very current. And I'll just go up to them and I'll say, what do you know about the Enron? And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, I don't know anything about Enron. And that's when we have to make our move. And it's a terrible thing.
What do you mean, make your move?
Well, give the kid her phone number.
Let me speak to your wife, okay?
What?
Let me speak to your wife, Mr. Dooley.
What I do, Phil, is... It's all right, Steve. What I do is I give the children my phone number with a little map to our home. And I tell them, you have somewhere to come. You have somewhere where you can be safe.
Well, I think drawing the conclusion that because a parent, as you put it, is so stupid they don't know anything about Enron, that maybe the child is abused and you're going to give them a map to your house is a little extreme.
You want to wait until a child is scalded with hot water. You want to wait until a child is drowned in a tub. I start at the beginning. Do you know anything about Enron? No, I don't. Get the child out of that home. Because they're so stupid, they don't know.
My way of thinking, Mr. Henry, they got to be dumb.
You know, we asked you, Bobby, about...
You got to talk to my wife.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to her. We asked you, Bobby, what you thought, what you knew about Enron, and you wouldn't tell us.
Phil, I'd be happy to answer your questions, but not as if I'm being put to the third degree or an inquisition. I will not be put up to be attacked. I'll answer your questions calmly about Enron, but I will not dignify your questions if you're trying to attack me.
Ma'am, asking you about Enron is not necessarily an attack. Look, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Jan, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I just got into this conversation on my way home from work.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that much about Enron because I am a working mom. I work 18, 20, sometimes 22. I don't have time.
Oh, my
God. I'm working to pay bills and take care of my kids.
There's always time.
Now, does that make me
stupid? There's always time to turn on the CNN or to turn on Fox
News. No, ma'am. I work. Hold it.
America,
you know what? You're not even dignifying me enough to tell you what I feel.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I've noticed. You are interrupting everybody.
No, I'm just
And you're supposed to be an educator.
You can turn
now,
on Fox News,
see,
America.
No, ma'am, I can't. I work
will
in
you
a
let
place
this lady
where there is no radio, there is no
watch
television,
Fox News,
and I work 18 hours a day.
Mm-hmm.
Now, my kids are smart. They're A students. They are very learned. But that does not make me stupid because I'm working 18 hours a day.
Let me ask you something,
Jan. If I wasn't
Jan.
Working 18 hours a day and collecting unemployment, then I'd be stupid.
Okay. Who's
it's
the president of the United
States? As an educator, you should have used a different word other than stupid.
Who is going to be on TV tonight?
Because parents are not stupid.
Who's going to be on TV tonight? Oh, see,
President Bush is going to be there.
Oh, my God.
And guess what?
Oh, my God.
I'm
you had to think
to
about
watch
that?
It. I'm leaving work early because the newspaper is going to interview me about what my thoughts are.
Wait a minute. I want to hear this. Jan, did you say the newspaper is going to interview you about Bush's State of the Union address?
Yes.
Oh, I guess you think you're better than everyone.
No, I don't.
Is it Bush Sr.?
No, I don't.
Oh, then
it's
why did you bring it up?
Because
Steve,
I want to tell you I'm not stupid.
Steve,
if I was stupid, they wouldn't be calling me, would they?
Interview you too.
I don't think it's fair for her to bring that up.
What?
How come she gets to be interviewed by the newspaper?
Because I'm not stupid.
Wait a minute. How come she
they
gets to be interviewed?
They have called me and asked me to listen to President Bush's speech tonight and give my opinion.
Wait a second. When does your shift at Denny's end?
Pardon me?
When does your shift at Denny's end?
I don't work at Denny's. I own my own business.
Seriously, when are you off of lot pickup?
She's not on lot pickup, and she doesn't work at Denny's. She has her own business.
I opened my own business in March of this year.
Okay, what about it? What do you know about Enron?
The lady's already admitted she doesn't know anything about Enron, okay?
I don't know anything about Enron. The only thing I heard on the blurb on the way home from work at 2 o'clock this morning was the guy committed suicide. That's all I know.
Ooh, I didn't know about that. Who did?
Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry. Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley, Western Estates Parent-Teacher Organization. Tell me what you know about Enron. You say that parents that don't know anything about Enron...
So I would be happy to, but I don't want to be baited into an argument.
I don't want to bait you into an argument. Tell me what you know about Enron.
So Enron is probably one of the biggest scandals that this country has ever seen. It involves so many lives. It involves so many people who are literally at risk because of Enron. There was a situation involved.
What about Enron?
I'm trying to say.
You let my wife say what she's going
to
say.
I'm sorry. I want to get to some phone calls.
Enron was involved, if you'll let me finish, with the groundwater in California. And there were a number of people in the town there, I don't know the name.
In Hinckley.
Okay?
Well, all right. I don't know about Enron.
Oh, you don't know about Enron, but you're asking me.
I just want to know what you know.
It was about groundwater in California that polluted and killed a lot of people.
And then they had to pay them off. Or they haven't paid them off yet.
Then they have to pay them off yet. And the children in the town...
Well, what are you doing? Polluted water? Are we talking about leukemia like Love Canal?
Yes. And the children in the town came down oh, my God, there was horrible birth defects. Horrifying birth defects. I mean, children were coming out. You didn't know which arm was which leg.
Yeah, they didn't know if it's people or not.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I'm trying...
Well, you're the one who's saying how stupid everybody is.
At least I have a working knowledge of it.
1-800-449-8686. Let's go to Mark on the Phil Henry Show. Mark, go ahead.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I would like to know why they feel like they need to approach children and why this affects children to the point that they need to pass out directions to their home and whatnot.
Yeah, Mark, you're referring to Bobby. You walk up to parents and ask them about Enron. If they don't know anything about it, you give directions to your house.
I feel the children are at risk, Mark. If they have parents that are so stupid. I'm very current, Mark. Are you current?
I feel like if you walked up to my child and she didn't know anything about it because she doesn't need to, and you give her directions to your house, I just hope you don't get punched in the nose.
Well, wait a minute. I'm not asking her about Enron. I'm asking you. And if you don't know anything about it, then I do have to say, Mark, that your child needs to come to my house for... dinner, just so we can straighten it out with the authorities. Do you know
straighten
about Enron?
What out?
Do you know about the Enron?
Straighten what out?
The fact that you don't know anything about Enron.
Authorities?
You probably don't know squat about Enron.
What do you mean with the authorities?
Well, do you know about Enron, Mark?
Yeah, but I'm not educating my children about it. What does that have to do with anything?
Well, we're just concerned that if you don't know about the Enron and your children don't know about the Enron, who know about it? See? That's all I'm saying.
See, Mark?
See?
And you call us stupid?
Mm-hmm. No, wait a minute.
I think you need to look in the mirror before you go calling other people stupid.
Excuse
you sound
me,
pretty ignorant.
Excuse me, but I told you what I know about Enron. And I'm asking you, what do you know about Enron?
I know that it's nothing that's going to affect my children.
Tick-tock. Time's wasting. Tick-tock. Tick-tock.
Mark, how can you talk about Enron... Mark, how can you talk about Enron when it's difficult for you to button your overalls?
Oh, that's so okay. So now we're slamming the guy, okay? Because he can't button his overalls or whatever.
I'll tell you
all right.
What.
Well,
thank you, Phil.
All right. 1-800. Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, is he going?
Yes. 1-800-449-8686.
Enron, Phil, is one of the most important stories in America today. And we have parents walking around out there with children who are so stupid, they don't know anything about...
That's the 58th time you've used that word, stupid.
Excuse me.
That's fine, okay? I understand. I'm just trying to say...
Phil, we are parents. We care deeply about our children.
You have to understand this, Henry.
Can I ask you what's going on there?
I'm on the Atkins diet.
1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Frank. Frank, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Frank?
Hello?
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Man, this lady's crazy. I mean, I've drank that water all my life, and all it ever done to me was gave me gas.
I don't know what water you're talking about. What water, sir?
The water in California that she was talking about that gave the kids leukemia.
Oh, that's Enron.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Can you even spell Enron, lady?
Can you? That's a better question, Frank. It's a much better question.
I mean, you said you went...
Can you spell Enron?
15 years of college.
No, wait a minute. Since you guys... How do you spell Enron, Bobby?
Phil, I won't be baited.
How do you spell Enron?
E-N-R-I-N.
Holy cow.
Oh, are you trying to tell me that that's not how you spell it?
How do you spell Ron, lady?
R-U-N.
Okay, well,
How do you spell Run?
You know what? I've got Kelly and Rob sitting right here listening to you, and they think you're crazy, too. They're my bosses. They're listening to you right now. You're crazy, lady. Get off.
Well, we can't understand what you said there, Frank, because of your payphone or cell phone, but... Who's farting?
I'm sorry, I'm on this. Just...
Get out of here with that. 1-800-449-8686. Jason, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Go ahead.
How's it going? This, if I'm not going to get interrupted, I was going to be an educator, decided
mm-hmm.
that being an educator was not for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have fairly intelligent friends. I consider myself fairly intelligent.
Mm-hmm.
I can spell Enron.
Mm-hmm.
Well, but I don't think that's important. I think it's knowing...
You're an idiot.
Well, what are the issues?
You're an idiot.
What are the issues of Enron? You know?
The issues of Enron
yes.
is idiots like you are out there telling everyone it's the most important thing going for American society right now.
So you
right
don't
now.
Know anything about it. So you don't know anything about it.
I don't know anything about Enron.
On Enron. Do you know anything about Enron?
Yes, I know that their...
Do you have children?
Some of their highest people are committing suicide, jumping out of windows. Because they were idiots just like you.
What happened to the company? Now, see, you don't know, Jason. And if you're not informed, what does that say about your ability to parent children?
Actually, my child is fairly intelligent and shows signs.
What is going on there?
It started the Atkins diet. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I don't know who's doing that
my
either.
My husband is a man who cares about his children. He started the Atkins diet.
Well, I'm going to ask you out of decency to stop.
I can't.
Then go in another room. Go in another room. Elizabeth, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Elizabeth? Where's Elizabeth? Is she there? All right, well, then we ought to bail out of the bit, huh? We're out of here. Oh, we lost her. All right, 1-800...
I'm sorry, I'm on the Atkins.
My husband's on the Atkins back.
Oh, shut up. Unbelievable. 1-800-449. You know, of all the... And we're talking about Enron and how important it is for people to understand.
Steve's on the floor with his legs pressed into his chest.
Okay, that's great.
It's easier that way.
Yeah. 1-800-449-8686. But to say that because people don't know anything about Enron, they're stupid and their children are at risk, I think is an absolute...
Excuse me.
...is an absolute outrage. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
Henry, 1-800-449-8686.
The voice of Bobby Dooley in the preceding bit was performed by me and the people that called, people who believe that Bobby was the president of the Western States PTO. And one thing that that proved, nobody does know anything about Enron. I don't know anything about Enron. Am I supposed to be informed? No, I am not. You are. Not me, you. Not me, you. You say, well, then why do you have that job, Phil? Well, because I'm able to carry on a conversation with myself. I can fill the air with noises other than those kind, which most of you could fill the air with. I understand that. So I have the gig here, but my philosophy has always been, as a talk show host, this has always been my philosophy. You guys have the answers, not me. And if something needs to be done, go out and do it. Don't bug me with how you think things are going to hell in a handcart. Now, anyway, our website is philhenryshow.com, philhendrieshow.com. You can get a backstage pass. It's only $6.95 a month. And when you get your backstage pass, you are accessing your audio archives, the Phil Henry Show audio archives, which are the most extensive and the singularly most entertaining audio archives in radio. I'm going to tell you something. I've been on a few websites. I've been on the websites of other radio shows. I've listened to the audio that they post. And it doesn't even hold a candle to what we have available to you if you have a backstage pass. You see, the reason why we charge $7 a month for our audio is it's worth it. Now, I've listened to some of the things that, you know, listen to a recent so-and-so show, listen to, here's a bit we did, you know, with Eddie the Dwarf or Bob the Hemophiliac or Louis the Hermaphrodite, whatever. And, you know, here's a parody song that we did. Frankly, and I say with all due respect, none of it holds a candle to what's available to you, either through our audio archives, listening live to our daily show, or our 30-day archive, along with all of the other bits that we feature, like classic bits from previous Phil Henry Show CDs. And you can get it with a backstage pass. Go to philhenryshow.com. That's philhenryshow.com. Get that backstage pass today. Also, I want to tell you that our Best of the Year 2001 Phil Henry CD is out now. Bring It. That's the title of our Best of the Year 2001 Phil Henry Show CD. Bring It. And you can order that online at philhenryshow.com. It's only $20, $3.50 shipping and handling. Or if you don't have a computer, call toll-free, 1-877-616-7445. That's 1-877-616-7445. And you can order your Best of the Phil Henry Show 2001 CD, Bring It. And if there's a Phil Henry fan in your family, if you yourself are collecting them, and if you'd like to go to our website, you can hear classic cuts from other CDs. We've done about five of them. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Spin Magazine this month has, I think, a tremendous article called The 50 Greatest Bands of All Time. It's not great because they have their opinion of what the 50 greatest bands of all time are, but it's interesting because they have the band and who they influenced. Because it is their opinion, and I think they're right. You can't call a band great unless you can trace its influence. Who did they actually, if they're so great, who did they inspire? Who copies their sound, right? And they list the 50 greatest bands and their and the bands that they influenced themselves. So the number one band, who do you think it is? You're right, the Ramones. Now, I'm kidding. It's the Beatles. Don't go out of your freaking skin. I'm sure there was somebody out there just had a spontaneous bowel movement. What? The Ramones? What are you talking about? The Beatles are the best band ever. Some guy living in a basement. You know, mom said, I'm taking the car now, Henry. Do you need anything? No! You know, the character right out of that score. The guy that lives, you know. The Beatles. Who have they influenced? What contemporary bands have the Beatles influenced? Well, even Spin says just everybody. But they name specifically the Beastie Boys, Blur, Oasis, Chemical Brothers, Steve Earle, the Flaming Lips, Elliott Smith, Amy Mann, Elvis Costello, Public Enemy, Jimi Hendrix, everybody. Number two greatest band of all time. Who do you think they got listed here? It's a very interesting choice. The Ramones. The Ramones. Who did the Ramones influence? Tool, Limp Bizkit, Tori Amos, P. Diddy, Pearl Jam, Jane's Addiction, Soundgarden. Oh, excuse me, I'm wrong. The Ramones, Green Day. I thought Soundgarden sounded awfully strange. No, Ramones, Green Day, Blink 182, The Offspring, Black Flag, The Clash, Sex Pistols. Then the number three band listed here is Led Zeppelin. Number three greatest band of all time, Led Zeppelin. Who did they influence? Tool, Limp Bizkit, Tori Amos, Jeff Buckley, Soundgarden. Jeff Buckley's father, by the way, was Tim Buckley, and he had nothing to do whatsoever with influencing his son. Now, moving along, Jesus, don't you think just for kicks they'd put him in there? Jeff Buckley, who was also influenced by his father, Tim Buckley. Oh, forget it. I now have a teenager in my house, by the way. Well, we have several teenagers in our house, but my second oldest is a huge Linkin Park fan. And we got him a stereo, because the kid's a great student. I mean, he's doing great in school. He's doing a great job. So we got him a stereo for Christmas. And, you know, like about 10 o'clock at night, this is what coming through the door. I don't say anything. The kid's doing good. If your kid's hitting the ball out of the park in school, if he's doing the do and the funky chicken too, if he's getting it done, if he's getting the grades, if he's a good kid, let him turn his bloody stereo up. I don't care if it's 1 o'clock. Well, maybe 1 o'clock in the morning. It doesn't bother me. It's my wife. See, she don't like it. But of course, my snoring wakes her up. But like 1 o'clock in the morning, you dirty, filthy, rotten, you know, every kind of profanity pumping through. It's fine with me. All right, number four band of all time, Bob Marley and the Wailers. Who were the bands that Bob Marley influenced? Well, Lauryn Hill is one. Wu-Tang Clan, Rage Against the Machine, Clang. The Wu-Tang Clang. Rage Against the Machine, Rancid. Macy Gray, The Clash. You notice what band haven't I mentioned yet? And I've already gotten to number four. That's why this poll is so fantastic. Number five, Nirvana. What are the bands that Nirvana influenced? Smashing Pumpkin, Korn, Everclear, Bush, Foo Fighters. I think one of the guys in Foo Fighters was in Nirvana, so obviously they would have influenced him. Thanks so very much for that piece of insightful journalism. What's the name of that drummer? Dave Grohl, right. Nickelback. Silverchair, etc. Number six, Parliament Funkadelic. Parliament Funkadelic had nobody even knew at the time the far-ranging influence that they had. The bands that Parliament Funkadelic has heavily influenced, the L.A. Philharmonic, Luciano Pavarotti, and Placido Domingo. So you see, what band haven't I mentioned? I ain't saying yet. Number seven, The Clash. What bands did they influence? System of a Down, Rage Against the Machine, Bad Religion, The Offspring. Wasn't Bad Religion, wasn't one of the guys in The Clash in Bad Religion? No? Or am I thinking of that Big Audio Dynamite? That's what I'm thinking. Okay. Okay, I haven't mentioned The Rolling Stones. Finally, we get to them at number nine. And I think what Spin said was pretty good. There was a time, most of us weren't there, when it made perfect sense to call the Rolling Stones the greatest rock and roll band in the world. And if they dropped a good album in the past 20 years of trying, they'd be much higher on this list. Nobody played rhythm guitar better than Keith Richards, at least while wearing a scarf and smoking a fag. So there you go, the Rolling Stones finally in at number nine. But by hanging around for 20 years and making stiff after stiff after stiff, they're at number nine. You ask me what about Kiss? Number 32. Number 32. Yeah, that's right. Chris Pelton is in there crying now. He's having a massive coronary. Number 32. That's how much they suck. No, they're on the top 50. What do you want? 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.